It was a tough game against a decent side away from home.
Yeah.
So it's a good starting point anyway, especially for me coming in.
Well, you know, we'd lost back-to-back games after a good spell prior to that as well. So we're expecting a reaction today. Certainly seem to get one.
Yeah, exactly. Since I've came in the last couple of days and stuff, all the lads are together and everything like that. So it's a great starting point for me, and to see the lads work so hard together, it's brilliant.
Yeah, you're probably aware that when we've gone behind this season, we've not taken anything from a game. So to concede right on the stroke at half-time, it's a kick in the teeth, because we weren't bad first half.
It was. I thought we played well first half. We had a couple of chances, that, obviously the offside one, which was close. And you're right, it was a kick in the teeth, but we got together at half-time, regrouped and came back, and I thought we'd done really well second half as well, and we could have actually nicked her.
Yeah, I was going to say, Akpan scored the goal, but had a chance late on, and we had a couple of blocks as well. Yeah. We seemed the most likely, even though they hit the post late.
Yeah, we had a good period in the game where we were getting chances and putting pressure on them, especially after we scored, yeah.
What's the reaction to the penalty that wasn't given? Obviously, Lewis O'Brien's probably been saying one or two things in there. It looked stonewall from here.
Yeah, Lewis thinks he's been touched, you know what I mean, and obviously he's went down with it. Look clear from where I was, but unfortunately we didn't get it.
Sometimes you don't get them. How do you feel? Do you expect to play full 90 today, or were you just trying to get through the game late on?
Yeah, well, that was my first full 90 of the season, yeah. So obviously it was a tough game to come into and stuff, but just tried to do as well as I could and give everything I had, you know what I mean? And obviously near the end I was tired and stuff, but I'm just happy to get through the game.
Yeah, I bet you were pleased they brought the winger on second half, weren't you?
Yeah, that's it.
It's just the last thing you need, because you'd seen off Aikens, who's a real handful, because he's a big, strong guy as well, isn't he?
I've played against Aikens before, you know what you're going to get. He's a good player, and you're right, he's a handful, and then obviously a tricky winger comes on, stuff second half, so you've got to go again and just dig in.
Yeah, well, you're new to the scene, if you like, and you obviously are aware of the performances, City, and we're down there, but from what you've seen, we're in a false position in many respects.
Yeah, if you look around at the squad of players that we've got, if you see the players who are on the pitch today and stuff like that, and how well we played periods of the game, we put pressure on them a lot, so yeah.
Yeah, what's the atmosphere like in the dressing room? Sort of tinge that you're happy with the point, but maybe a little bit disappointed we didn't get all three.
Yeah, I'd say we're disappointed that we didn't actually get 3 points today, especially when we had a few chances like second half and stuff like that. So the pressure that we put on them, but I think at the end of the day, away from home against a decent team, it's a good point.
Yeah, and have you found the first few days as a Bradford player, and why did you desperately want to come here?
Yeah, just seeing how big a club it is, you know what I mean, and obviously the away fans there today.
You see it at home when there's 20,000 on Tuesday.
I obviously haven't played there yet. So
have you played at Ballyprae before?
No, I've actually been on the bench before then, and remember the atmosphere and stuff there, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and can you see enough? Obviously we might have a couple more players coming in, but you've seen enough to suggest we're going to be okay this season if we keep that intensity of performance.
Yeah, definitely. You've just got to stick together, you know what I mean, and dig in, work hard, and give everything we've got, you know what I mean. And sometimes it helps. It's a big thing in football, just to dig in.
Yeah, how are you feeling now? Cold bath and rest up for Tuesday.
Yeah, I've been in the ice bath, so it's about recovery now. Get ready to go again if selected. So yeah.